Democrat candidates hate on Trump with ease but struggle to talk policy. By Hannah Knudsen on June 5, 2026. Democrat candidates across the country have been speaking out against President Donald Trump with ease but appear to struggle to answer basic policy questions on the campaign trail. Democrat lawmakers and candidates alike have hurled insults at President Trump's administration and the commander-in-chief himself. Referring to Trump as a dictator, Nazi, fascist, Hitler, evil person, murderer, and more is simply par for the course. However, when it comes to their own positions and policies, some Democrats appear to struggle. In New Jersey, Democrat congressional candidate Rebecca Bennett was asked if people should stop trying to kill the president given the numerous assassination attempts in recent years. The latest incident unfolding at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. She could not even answer that simple question, remaining silent while a staffer waved a sign in the questioner's face. Meanwhile, over in New Hampshire, Congressional Democrat Stephanie Shaheen refused to condemn scandal-plagued Graham Plattner. Then there's Manny Rutinel, who's running to take on Gabe Evans in Colorado. When confronted with a question about his moral stance on eating meat, given his years of vegan advocacy and criticism of animal agriculture, Rutinel's staffer sprinted toward the questioner and waved his hand, trying to block the individual. Then there is Democrat Joanna Mendoza, who is hoping to take on Juan Cisco Mani in Arizona's 6th Congressional District. When asked about her past support for sex change surgeries and if illegal immigrants should be barred from using taxpayer funds for such surgeries, she refused to answer. Instead, a staffer waved a sign while singing, "I love Mendoza, Mendoza, Mendoza." Democrat candidates across the country cannot answer basic questions without throwing a toddler temper tantrum. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman Mike Marinella said in a statement, "Voters can see that they are too weak and spineless to stand up for them in Congress, and they won't trust them with their vote as a result."